Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, October 16th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a penny and a quarter at 492, December wheat down 2¾ cents at 582.5, and November beans up a half a cent at 1280¾. We did have some sales this morning, 200,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, 183,000 tons of meal to the Philippines. So that might bolster the soybean complex up just a little bit here, and maybe the corn. I think the market is responding to the lack of really war footing in Israel. It looks like they're staying on their side of the border for the time being. Nobody's quite sure why they haven't gone into Gaza yet, but for whatever reason, they're backing off. I don't think it means anything in the long run. I think they're going in eventually. The rains are going to slow down harvest. We've had, you know, pretty good rains around the Midwest since Thursday. We should be fairly, you know, soggy in a lot of places from the Dakotas east through Minnesota, Iowa, and northern Illinois. It looks like we've got some more rains here on and off during the week. But tonight's crop progress should show corn and beans 50% complete. I think the grains, at least the beans, broke overnight. They closed about 9 cents off their highs. There's some rains forecast in Argentina, and it looks like the Brazilian north, where it's been hot and dry, looks to get a little bit of rain. The south remains still a little too wet. So overall, conditions in South America look a little bit better. I think that's what put the pressure on the bean market. And that may be what caused Friday's break. Was somebody had word of this weather earlier than the rest of us did. The dollar's down 25 ticks. That could be a little bit helpful. The Dow Jones is up 229. I think that's an indication that people are a little bit less concerned about a major war in the Middle East for the moment, but we'll see how that goes. Silver's down a little bit, 14 cents. Gold's down 10 bucks, but Bitcoin's up 1,200 a coin. Not sure why the strength of the Bitcoin here this morning. So overall, we'll get the crop progress tonight. Really don't see anything earth-shattering there. We should, like I said, be 50% complete in corn and beans. Really not a whole lot else going on out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.